I'm living in Lausanne, and I'm half Swiss, half Turkish from my mom. And
you speak Turkish, don't you? Because you impressed us all one day by suddenly having an extensive conversation with someone from your family in Turkish. Do you have a message for the listeners in Turkish right now?
I know there are a lot of coming to Verbier, so just enjoy.
Say hi to them. A message in Turkish right now.
Oh, bütün Türklere çok selam söylüyorum.
What does that mean?
I'm saying hi to all the Turkish people.
Okay, you sure you won't say I'm talking to an idiot in English on Mountain Radio? I'll have to trust you because I didn't understand that at all. So you have, your main, I'd say, experience, most high-profile experience is working for Solar Impulse. And for those who don't know, Solar Impulse is a project to fly a solar-powered airplane around the world. And started by two people, Bertrand Piccard and André Borschberg, who you know a little bit. Well, it's your father, so you do know him very well. How did you come to work on that? Did your father say to you, look, do you fancy doing this, or was it your idea? How did it come about?
I studied in Lausanne, in École Hôtelière de Lausanne, and the project was going on for 2-3 years already. And my dad said, oh, I think there's an opportunity for you to come and join, at least for the event part. And I said, yeah, that indeed. So I had also some proposition in the hotellerie section. And I said, okay, all the hotels will still be here in 5 or 10 years. But this project, I think it's a lifetime experience. And I said, okay, let's try. And I started working with them in the event and partnership relations. And I stayed there 5 years.
A long time. Because people might know, if they know anything about Solar Impulse, that they managed to raise a huge amount of private money, that there are, I think, 75 people, salaried people, working for it. But it started with nothing, didn't it? It started with just an idea and a piece of paper.
Yeah, a PowerPoint.
A PowerPoint presentation, no sponsors, no money, nothing. And it was very much a... When you were there, was it still like a startup, or had it already started to grow?
No. When I arrived, they were... the prototype was under construction. So I was lucky to see the pieces and to see the plane coming together. The first flight, the first world record, which was a 26-hour flight, and then to Morocco, to the United States. So I was in the best years.
And you were looking after a lot of social media, online marketing, and all of that was very important for the project as well, wasn't it? Because it's a project with a message, and that was as important as the actual flight itself.
Exactly, and we all know that seeing a plane flying is quite difficult, so our challenge was to bring the passion, the challenge, the message to everyone. And we were lucky enough to have internet and the web developing very well, so we really put all our energy on having a good website and a streaming live during all the flights that's where we met.
Of course. And now Google's behind it, so that takes it up into a whole new stratosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah, they joined last year. They are working now together, I think, and I'm not anymore with them, but I'm sure they are. You will get nice surprises.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear that Google is associated with it. You can see a Google page and all the rest of it, which is dedicated to Solar Impulse. So you enjoyed your time there overall, because it was quite tiring, wasn't it, as well? Like, lots of early starts, late finishes. It could be pretty exhausting.
It was. But it's a life. We were a small family living together almost, during all the flights. I have very good memories.
And can you take that experience into what you want to do next?
I think so.
What do you think you learned? What do you think you professionally, what did it teach you?
Endurance. I think it's one
hard
thing.
Hard work.
Yeah, hard work. And thinking out of the box. Mm. I think that's to be also next to entrepreneurs and not stop when you have a problem. But check solution in different ways, different approach, perspective.
And also not to take no for an answer, because there were a lot of potential no's. No, it doesn't work. No, it's
not
ridiculous.
Possible.
No, you'll never raise the money. No, you won't get permission to fly there. You won't get permission to go into that country. All along the way, it's been a process of not accepting no for an answer.
Yeah, that's true. And they were also expecting a lot from us, because I know there's the...
Well, so they wouldn't accept no from you either.
Exactly.
You said, no, I don't want to do that. Yeah, you are.
You are. So it was a good challenge.
And what are your next projects?
So now I'm finishing my pilot license also.
Okay,
so
right.
That project gave me this passion. And
so just in case André says, I let you know what, I'm giving up on this, you might be the second pilot next year.
You never know.
Could be. Could be.
And I'm also with friends checking for a bar in Lausanne,
okay.
Which is a new way of...
That's a bit of a different career path, isn't it?
It is, but I graduated from the École Hôtelière de Lausanne.
That's true, yeah.
So I have some stuff there, and I'm mixing my web knowledge, because it's going to be the first bar crowd-founded. So we are mixing...
Interesting. Yeah. Were you using like Kickstarter, or is there a Swiss version of Kickstarter you're using?
We're going to do our own.
Very good. Interesting.
Exactly.
What's the name of it? Can we sign up for it now?
Not yet, but I'm sure you're going to hear about it, and the name will be Takav.
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 And is that Turkish by any chance?
No, it's French.
Takav.
Takav. So it's your cellar.
Okay. Takav, yeah.
Takav. So it's going to be a friendly, and I can say one thing from that. It's that if you get the card before the opening and help us to raise it, you will have for a lifetime aperitif for free.
You can't say fairer than that. Free beer is basically the way you're selling your new crowdfunded bar. Free, it works every time. You just say free beer, people will come running.
But this time I think it's going to be more wine than beer.
Okay, all right. Well, see what you can rustle up for us.